As election results flowed in earlier this month, Australian voters weren't the only ones with something at stake. Since 2013, asylum seekers arriving in Australia by boat have been sent to offshore detention centres, Manus Island and Nauru. Since the Coalition claimed their surprise victory, several asylum seekers have attempted suicide on Manus Island. As recently as the last few days, detainees are reporting incidents of self-harm and suicide attempts. They're calling it an emergency and a humanitarian crisis. Behrouz Bouchani is a refugee on Manus Island. He's also an award-winning author and journalist, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How many people do you know of who have self-harmed or attempted suicide since the election result?
Since the election, we have recorded at least 27 suicide attempts and self-harm. So far, at least 27. So since 2 days ago, at least 7 people attempt suicide. And right now that I'm talking with you, 4 people are in General Hospital in Lorongo Town, which is a very small hospital. All of them were not in Manus. You know, some of them happened in PIH Hospital in Port Moresby, and some of them in Granville Motel in Port Moresby. I have a network among the refugees, so I collected this information through the refugees. So I am sure about my number. I think 27 is too many. Although it is a common thing in Manus, over the past 6 years, many people attempt suicide, and so far, 3 people died because of suicide attempts. You know, the last one was the Rohingya refugee, and you know, another one was an Iranian refugee. We are very concerned about the refugees who are in, you know, in a high depression. You know, so the whole situation is that the problem is that the local hospital cannot accept and provide medical treatment for other refugees. You know, they only are able to accept only 4 people because they have only 4 beds. So that's why, you know, there is not medical facility in Manus Island. And it is not only doing self-harm or the attempt suicide. Many of the refugees are very depressed and they cannot eat. So since the election, we have some cases who cannot eat. And, you know, just today morning, they transferred one of them to a local hospital. So the whole situation is that people completely lost hope. So I think it's getting worse day by day. So
do we know why there's been a spike in these incidents, why there is an increase in these incidents? What were these men thinking would happen if there was a change of government?
Yeah, definitely that, you know, the has increased because of the election result. So, you know, people in Manus Island and Nauru expected that if Labour wins the election, will accept New Zealand offer. And when the Liberals return to power, when they get in power again, so now it was a big shock for everyone because people think that, you know, they are very tired and they cannot continue, especially those people who have children and have been separated with their families for 6 years. You know, they think that there is not any hope for future and they cannot continue. So definitely it is because of the election result. You know, some people in Australia say that if Labour, you know, was winning, probably they couldn't accept New Zealand offer. But, you know, the refugees didn't think like this. The refugees were quite sure that if Labour wins, it will be a big change in their lives and, you know, something should happen for them. So we are not talking about that they were right or wrong, but definitely, you know, they were thinking like this and that, you know, impact on our situation. So definitely it was only because of the election result, because people completely lost hope. and have given up. So, you know, I myself have worked with refugees, especially with the Sikh refugees, for 6 years, you know, and we have experienced so many kind of violence, and at least 7 people died in Manus Island, that some of them were because of violence and some of them were because of medical neglect. But I have never seen the refugees like this. I have never seen Manus Island like this. And I have never seen that people lost hope and, you know, given up like this. So that's why we are really concerned. And I am sure if the government continues to, you know, keep people in indefinite detention, I am sure that more people die. And it is a reality of life in Manus Island.
What medical care do these men have access to while they're in Manus Island?
You know, the main reason, you know, is that, you know, people are doing this kind of things is that people are very tired. You know, people are very tired. And I think and believe that only freedom help these people, because they have family. They, you know, they feel that they no have future under this system. But about the, you know, medical care, you know, so far 7 people died in Manus Island, that most of them were because of medical neglect. And 5 people died in Nauru Island. So unfortunately, the Australian government has a, you know, big contract with the PIH company, $100 million, but they are doing nothing here, you know, and the refugees no have way. They should rely on the local hospital, which is not a good hospital. So there is not medical facility here. There is only, you know, PIH is here. Just they have just few rooms. They don't accept refugees at night. They don't accept the Sikh refugees in weekend and only during the day, and just they are able to give some painkillers. Just that. And also there is not a psychologist in this island. So, you know, that's why they transferred, sometimes they transferred Sikh refugees and emergency cases to Port Moresby, because there is not, you know, medical facility here. So definitely, I am sure, and, you know, I claim this, strongly claim that this system, PIH hospital, didn't provide medical treatment for even one person. You know, they did nothing and they are doing nothing. So there is not medical facility and it is clear. So those people who have already visited the Manus Island and all of the international respectful humanitarian organizations published many reports, and they confirm that there is not medical treatment and facility in Manus Island for the Sikh refugees.
Thank you so much for your time, Behrouz.
You're welcome.
Behrouz Bouchani is a refugee on Manus Island. He's also an award-winning author and journalist. And if you found some of the themes in this interview difficult, you can contact Beyond Blue anytime, 1300 224 636. Or if you or someone you know is experiencing distress, you can call Lifeline 131 14.